HR Party of One is brought to you by Burning Portal. In this episode, let's talk about levels documents. Industry analyst Josh Bearson says, while most companies know they must increase pay during times of inflation, they do not understand the problems they create when people feel the system is unfair. Faced with unfair or inconsistent pay, people slack off or quit. When retention and productivity drop, companies look to HR. Pay problems affect 95% of employers, so that's 95% of leaders asking HR to fix it. But despite the problems facing most employers, the other 5% of employers were 1.6 times more likely to meet or exceed financial targets, 2.1 times more likely to attract needed talent, and 1.7 times more likely to innovate effectively. So how do they do it? They developed an effective pay equity policy. But those take a lot of time to do, and you're an HR party of one. Time is what you lack the most. But there's a project that will generate a shared stake in increasing equity. And it gets better. You're not the only one responsible for it. You're the lead on this project, but others will be committed to its success. Before we get there, let's discuss what a levels document is, what's included in levels documents, and why HR should lead this project. Let's get started. What is a levels document? You might be familiar with the general schedule the U.S. Office of Personnel uses to determine compensation for law enforcement. The schedule covers grades of experience and locations to ensure fair and consistent pay practices for LEOs across the country. Levels documents are similar, except they are unique to your organization. Oftentimes, they are specific to teams. Doing a company-wide levels doc is difficult because organizations have unique moving parts that keep it functional, so it's best to do it for teams. Levels docs are visual representation of a team's skill, scope, and years of experience. These three areas are quantified and then used to determine the fourth area, compensation. Here's how Burning Portal does it. You can see it's like an old school graph. Remember in high school, following the x-axis and y-axis to a specific point? It's the same concept. The sum of skill and scope is a number, 1 through 8. And then you can look at the corresponding years of experience to determine the level. Then move to the correct salary based on that figure. This is an easy, simple way to make compensation transparent for your organization and identify the skills and scope needed to advance to a higher level. Using them is easy, and the information in them is pretty straightforward. Let's cover what's included. A good levels document includes 4 different categories: years of experience, skill, scope, and compensation. Years of experience is self-explanatory. Just keep in mind that it should be scaled to growth. So don't limit yourself by only measuring up to 4 or 5 years. The most detailed category is skills. Thankfully, this is where the manager or director of a team takes over. They should outline the skills of an entry-level hire and then go into depth describing what an employee should learn or do to advance each level. For example, an entry-level software developer may show level 1 skills by coding reasonably well in 1 or 2 languages. A level 5 software developer may show full competency in 5 or more languages and know how to deploy that code successfully. Additionally, managers can use this chance to encourage cross-training. Some teams have specialized roles. A marketing team may have an analyst expert, graphic designer, content writer, public relations specialist, and more. For teams like that, managers can break down roles into skills that other team members can reasonably learn. This subject matter expert or SME section is supplemental. Also, if you include things like adhering to company policies, following correct communication guidelines, and other skills relevant to how your organization functions, then you can hard-bake standard procedures into the qualifications for leveling up. This encourages managers to stay on top of their teams and encourage all employees to follow the rules you set. Take a moment and imagine a wonderful, peaceful world where following the guidelines and standards set by HR was a requirement to get a raise. Who wouldn't do that? How much easier would life be? After skills, think about scope. The scope of work is the purpose of a team aligned with how a team member can fulfill it. If a manager is struggling to comprehend what you mean by scope, instruct them to take a step back from skills and consider how a certain skill fulfills the purpose of their team. For an HR example, think about it like this. Leveling up a skill could be learning how to run payroll without oversight. Leveling up scope could be identifying flaws in how payroll is run and implementing fixes that streamline the process as a whole. The differences in skill and scope lie between what you learn to the extent that is required versus what you learn to be better than what is required. When someone levels up their scope, they level up the expectations of their leadership. The last category is compensation. So when the other three categories have been described to your standards, you step in to determine how compensation lines up with the combined skill, scope, and experience of an employee on a specific team. You run payroll, so you might be the only person equipped to provide this information. And that's just one of the reasons why you should lead this project. Why should HR spearhead a levels document project? Everyone should be invested and excited in having a levels document. Leaders in your org will have incredible utility for it as it helps managers guide the growth of their direct reports, provides clear and consistent procedures for when to grant a raise, informs financial leaders on budgeting decisions, and more. However, there are certain reasons you, the HR pro, should kickstart and lead this endeavor. While managers do the heavy lifting, you're the one who knows the most about the four big ticket items: compensation, standardization, compliance, and prosperity. Let me explain. I'll start with compensation. As an HR party of one, you know your org's budget. Your many hats are all tied to the financial well-being of your company, so if you don't manage the budget, see your CFO or financial head to learn more about it. Talk to your leadership about getting involved in comp making decisions, if you aren't already, because that will help you critically plan for the current and future state of your organization. Levels documents help you track compensation so you can adjust for economic changes like rising inflation or downturn markets. Competitive compensation is your best recruitment and retention tool, so it makes sense for you to be involved. Alongside compensation, you care about compliance. Levels documents can help you remain compliant with state pay transparency laws. Moving forward, expect pay transparency to become law in your state if it hasn't already. The law varies slightly in each state or jurisdiction, but it typically requires certain efforts in the hiring process, like clear salary ranges. Check out the resource I linked for you to walk through pay transparency laws and their requirements state by state. An important thing to note is that a levels doc should be part of your employee handbook or culture guide. Host it where anyone can access it at any time, such as the compliance feature of an HRIS like Burning Portal. Falling in line with compensation is standardization, which can help prevent so many workplace problems. A levels doc standardizes compensation in relation to professional development, so no one believes they are being treated unfairly. It's critical that everyone uses the same rhetoric for adjusting pay rates, because not doing so could lead to pay inequity. For example, a manager wanting to celebrate a big win on a project may think a direct report is owed a raise. A win is worth celebrating, but should it directly result in a raise? As HR, you have to ask the questions a manager may not be asking. Did the direct report increase their skills in a way that will positively impact their work going forward? Are others on the team with more consistent intentional growth expecting a raise due to their efforts? Does the current skill, experience, and scope level of the direct report make a raise at this time seem like preferential treatment? Think of an organization without levels docs or standardized pay scales. A manager approaches HR and makes a convincing argument to increase pay for someone in a similar situation. Well, the person getting a raise has only been around 2 years, and this project was a team effort, even if the big win is technically theirs. Teammates hear about the raise and become bitter that their hard work is passed over in favor of one big win. They start talking about it in back channels, complain, and put in less effort going forward. Some even quit. Now, HR is stuck spending extra time recruiting to fill those roles, which may throw off budgets, the team's ability to hit goals, and other high-value projects HR wants to pursue. A levels doc can curtail unfairness and inconsistency in compensation decisions. It promotes equity, increases compliance, protects your org from potential liability, and helps financial leaders forecast more accurately. The fourth big ticket item is prosperity, which encompasses, about 100% of your goals. By prosperity, I mean the high value things you want to do to better your organization. You want to develop a great culture, find the best benefits, coach managers to be amazing leaders, and more. A levels doc offers a learning pathway to drive intentional and habitual growth. Skilled employees have bigger goals and more ability to increase revenue. Higher revenue means more opportunities to hire and retain talent, offer better benefits, and improve your culture. If you're an HR party of one, still struggling to find time to get involved in some of these larger organizational goals, then you're likely suffering from EFAT overload. For more on employee-facing administrative tasks, or EFATs, and how to find more time to contribute to overarching goals, watch this episode on the HR Hierarchy of Needs. Starting a project like this is normally overwhelming, but you can leverage a Levels doc as a tool for every member of your workforce. Managers are responsible for parts of it, and your whole organization will reap the benefits of defined pathways for growth, increased pay transparency and equity, and a more prosperous workplace.